I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, we're getting three kinds of responses based on the discussion we've been having.
Cool people like me.
Are you cool? Into... Does that make you cool?
Let's make just... me way cooler than you.
I don't know.
You know what I am? Progressive.
Okay. I mean, look, he's not wrong. He is being progressive. It's disturbingly progressive.
Sometimes that's how far you got to go to be progressive.
Okay. The three kinds of messages we're getting are personal stories that people have gone through, which we're going to get to.
Yeah.
They're statistics, medical statistics that I don't know if are real. So anything. And then the rest of them, and the majority of them, are people horrified with the take Tommy has with what we've been talking about. Horrified.
Horrified.
You're hanging out in the break room. Ron's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Jumping back into the hate mail of the week discussion we were just having. Letter comes from a woman named Deborah. We made an offhanded joke about cousin banging. Told a quick story. 2 minutes of the show, week and a half ago. It set her off. This is just a piece of the letter that she sent us that we read earlier. She was very emotional.
Taboo than anything else. And that's a problem within the minds of those who want to judge. I lost the love of my life because of small-minded people like this. And what your radio station thinks are jokes are further pressing the fake narrative that this is unnatural and wrong. I encourage your company to do your research and correct this mistake made by these small-minded sheep regurgitating stereotypes on the air. I suggest an apology to the people who were hurt by...
No, you pull it down. You agree with her.
Yes.
You've been defending sex with cousins.
Yes.
And you are tying it... You're making a... What's the word I'm looking for? Comparison to the other relationships that throughout history we thought were inappropriate and we turned out to be wrong.
And I'd like to go a step farther.
Okay.
Please don't. No, you want to go a step farther than where you are now?
No, let him speak.
We are all a product of this. If you went back in your family history, like back
yes,
to...
Yes, but to that point, everybody was super open about it, and over time, people thought, maybe that's not such a good idea.
But nothing happened, because like back in the day, like you said, like this was very prevalent. I'm going all the way back centuries ago, right?
Uh-huh.
That this happened.
Yeah.
What happened?
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Have you not seen pictures?
Everybody's normal.
Have you not seen pictures of the kings and queens of Europe, right? Like one guy's got a baby hand for some reason? Like that just happened.
He, by the way, his name is Lord Baby Hand. Duke of Baby Hensington.
All right.
Listen, you're overthinking it.
Okay, we're not. I would like to read
And there's no epidemic of this.
Well, because it doesn't happen! It doesn't happen! That's
Let's
why!
I hope there's not an epidemic
but if
it of
it. Does relax.
Okay. All right. This is happening. People are discovering this by accident a lot more. We'll get to that in just a second.
Cuz on cuz action.
Cuz on cuz.
Because some cuz.
The phone number is 222-6000 if you want to jump in. We got a Facebook message. This comes from Diane. My husband and I are third cousins. We found out about it doing our genealogy 20 years ago after we had already been married for about 7 years. We laughed at first, then we got disturbed, but I think we're far enough apart where we could get past it. If he was second or worse, it would have been divorce immediately.
Wow. That is kind of weird. Like, you love that person, mm-hmm. but because you got this information, and it's just information, like nothing's happened in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You decide, I don't love you anymore, I'm out of here, it's insane to me.
Well, no, wait, what's being
in love mean? I love you unless I get different information on your background.
That's what you've said before. Yeah. If you found out your wife robbed a bank in her 20s, you would leave her immediately.
You would look at her completely differently.
Yes.
Still have some of the money.
Okay, you've said that if you found out if your wife stabbed a guy in her 20s, you would leave her immediately. That's way less than being a cousin.
I don't know.
I do. Yes. It is a thing. Kimmy, are we being small-minded?
No, you're uptight. I wouldn't want to be known as somebody who's dating my cousin. Okay. But if you're open uptight. About it, go for it.
But hold on. Just
you're sexually uptight.
Just because you don't want to be known as someone dating your cousin doesn't mean you're small-minded. We might be being small-minded here. Mm-hmm. Even though nobody agrees with what Tommy's saying.
So we got a tweet from somebody who's nameless. They said, our high school quarterback banged his second cousin. That is all he's known for and will ever be known for all these years later. It was very strange.
Well, because he didn't win a championship.
Well, you know what they say.
What's that?
Tie-ins like banging your cousin. So people have been discovering around America that their cousins unknowingly, while relationships have happened, have been happening. So Ancestry.com.
So that's the one where you send it off and it tells you where you're from.
Yep, and 23andMe.
That's, so they can still link you to a cousin?
Yes, well, first of all, you can find it in your actual genealogy, all like right. going back and figure out, wait a minute, da-da-da-da-da. 23andMe.
A couple of the branches is touching.
23andMe.
Yeah.
You do actual DNA testing. So you can tell via the DNA testing who's related to you, and there have been a bunch, if you Google it, you'll find them, of people in committed relationships for years who thought they were doing this fun thing, opened up letters, and discovered, oh my God,
damn,
we're cousins.
All right.
Some of them coming from adoption.
Do they make a card for that at Hallmark? Like, it's your wife, cousin, birthday?
Do you think your wife would stay with you if she found out you were her cousin?
Yes, quite happy.
You think so?
I have no idea.
Well, no, I'm asking because you seem to be very laid back about
this. Yeah,
because if I was your wife, I would leave you after you kissing your Italian cousin's breast a second ago. Come over for the dinner.
I was single and young at the time. If it happened.
22266.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's a great question. I'm never going to ask.
Why? What are you scared of?
I
was talking all big a second ago.
She would be totally creeped out.
Okay, so you would be gone.
I can imagine.
Let's talk to Al. He's on CMF. Hey, Al. How are you, brother?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, couple points. First off, Duffy, did you almost have sex with your cousin?
No, okay, so that's how this started. Yeah. I was in a bar with a woman, and things were going well, and we had already made out, and she told me her last name, and she lived in Spencerport, and I know that I have distant relatives in Spencerport. I couldn't remember the name. I panicked. I went outside. I came back in, and I told her we can't do this anymore, and the next day I had to call my mother and say, please tell me the last name, and she wasn't. But just the fact that I thought she was my cousin weirded me out, but I could never see her again.
Okay. All right. So in today's society, where you have to be accepting of all things,
right.
You got
love
men
it.
Turning into women, men having sex with men, women having sex with women, and when no one can judge, somehow we draw the line at cousins. All right. Love is love, right?
But there's
love is love. You got to accept all love.
Okay. Right? All right. All right. The difference between a gay relationship or a biracial relationship and a relationship like this would be the production of children has a higher percentage of an innocent thing that has nothing to do with this relationship.
Having an issue.
That's my problem here. Plus, I mean, it's your cousin. You see him on Christmas.
Yeah, but there's no drive now. Now you're right there.
Jesus. Yeah, now you got to spend more time with your family.
Yeah, but now you're having some fun.
All right, I'm going to let you go, Al. Thanks. Have a good rest of the day. For God's sakes, man. Like if there was a study that showed every time a gay couple, two gay men had sex, right, a rabbit got hit over the head and killed. You can make an argument that gay marriage is not a good thing, but that doesn't happen, and that's why that relationship's okay. Right?
All right.
Who's going to think about the rabbits?
Who will save the rabbits?
But that's not the case here.
Like, I just can't imagine, because making a relationship work is hard.
Very hard.
Already.
And finding the right person.
I can't imagine, like, that all that outside stuff you'd also have to deal with if this person was related to you or your cousin, because you're fighting off a lot of other people that are doubting your relationship in the process. I didn't really know this couple. Like, they were friends of friends, but they were step siblings that were in a relationship. Like, not related at all, but their mom married that dad,
right.
And they were step siblings, and they got so much flack for it. I don't think their relationship lasted that long.
Okay, did they grow up together?
I don't really know. I know, like, they were teenagers, as they were step-siblings as teenagers, so.
But any pioneer going down this road of, like, a new, unique type of relationship has faced exactly what she said. Like, anybody that had a mixed relationship or you married outside your religion or your culture dealt with that. And they had the same issues.
You're not wrong. Look, and even the
And a matter of fact, they had to literally wear it. Like, if you walk down the street and one of these things don't look like the other, you couldn't even lie. Like, yeah, this is, and people would say you were wrong.
Look,
and they weren't wrong.
I'm in a biracial relationship. I understand that. My wife is Jamaican.
Right. But think about that. Like, think about that 40, 50 years ago.
Okay.
How your life would be 50 years ago with your wife in a relationship.
Okay. Again. There is a massive, massive difference. And the only reason you're taking this stance is because you want to have sex with a hot cousin.
No, but
yeah,
is there something
you're not telling us?
I think there should
very
be.
Like, it's one thing to say, hey, go do what you want. It doesn't affect me. No, you're very pro-cousin relationship to the point where you're saying, you should do that. You have a lot in common.
What are you, more bitch? You're not going to bang your cousin? Oh, my gosh, Tommy! You're not going to bang your cousin? Oh, my God, I think you're a bitch. I can't even get through it. It's so...
Yeah, like you're almost like telling people why they should do this thing.
Did you have sex with your cousin?
No. You've seen my family.
Why'd you make that face?
Did you see my family?
Oh, no, you were so progressive a second ago. You just made a face. Ew.
No. I've never had sex with a cousin. Not even a third cousin that I would know of.
Talking pretty fast, everybody.
Well, I did live in the South.
226,000. Hate mail of the week. We're still going on. And a woman who was upset with us because we made a joke about having sex with cousins.
Yeah.
She says she lost the love of her life because of the taboos that come along with people that think this is inappropriate. She also cites, well, she doesn't cite, she says that medical science shows it's not as big a deal having children with a cousin as we once thought. Again, I don't even want to look that up. People are sending me all kinds of studies. Numbers are all over the goddamn place.
Okay. So the jury's still out on that.
Let's talk to Ed. He's on CMF. Hey, Eddie. How are you, brother?
Hey, Tommy's a huge Steely Dan fan. The song Cousin Dupre.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait. Hold on.
Has your brain turned into applesauce?
Ed, hold on. You know the rules. If you bring up a song on this show, you have to sing it. So now you have to sing that song.
Very obscure Steely
Dan. Oh, that ain't going to happen. It's just going to be the verse. He says in the middle of it, has your brain turned to applesauce because he's got the hots for his cousin.
Oh, you're going to go against Steely Dan? Your beloved Steely Dan?
Hey, they wrote the tune. And they put a cousin in there, not me.
No, applesauce, you shouldn't be banging your cousin.
I think he actually kind of wants to bang, though.
No.
He does. The girl doesn't.
Okay. Eddie, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the information, buddy. Have a good rest.
Imagine being denied by your cousin.
Oh, that would hurt. That would hurt.
Not just hurt. Think about this. Let's paint a scenario, mister. I'm turned on by my cousin.
Right.
Okay, second cousin. You see her. It's Christmas time.
Right.
Right? You go hit on her.
Right.
You try and pick her up. Not only do you have to deal with the rejection... She's telling everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's a dangerous game. It's a dangerous game.
How does that start?
One worse. You date your cousin and you have a terrible breakup and you still have to see that cousin every Christmas.
Who sides with who?
Well, then you know who's with you, who's against you.
I think everyone's against you after it's over. No, let's go back a sec.
Right.
Every woman that you've ever hooked up with, every man that every woman's ever hooked up with, somebody had to make a first move.
Yes. So let's say you got high at a family function.
Okay, no. It's not going to be a porn. It's not going to be a porn. It would have to be a legitimate move.
Okay.
Show me the man with the testicles to make a move on a cousin.
To ask her out.
Yeah.
Say, like, hey, you know, after Thanksgiving, you know, back to my place.
Are you out of your mind?
We can Netflix and cuz.
We have more Facebook messages coming in. This is the first defense, I think, of Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
This comes in from James. He writes us, cousin banging Duffy and Kimmy might be more common than you think.
It probably is.
If you search cousin sex pornography, it's endless.
Okay,
those people are fantasizing about having sex with their cousins. They might actually be too.
All right.
All right, so to that point, think of a young guy. Think of a young guy. He's 14, 15 years old, just coming into his own,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And he has sexual thoughts about a hot cousin. He never does anything about it, right?
Okay.
But those thoughts were in his head. He found his cousin attractive. Maybe he pleasured himself thinking about his cousin. It probably does happen. What's wrong with that?
Your cousin.
Nothing happened. He had a sexual little rub out fantasy to a cousin.
Okay.
A lot of guys did that.
All right. Let me ask you a simple question. Mm-hmm. Simple question. Then Mr. Free Love, Open, whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's say you have sex with a sister.
I have sex with a...
Your sister.
My sister.
Your sister.
I would have sex with my sister.
Okay. Let's pretend your sister's attractive. She's not a mule for a second.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I had sex with my sister.
You got a vasectomy. Can't make kids.
Okay.
Is that wrong?
Well,
no, because your argument the whole time as to why cousin sex is okay is because if you're not producing a child, the risk of bringing an innocent, potentially altered situation in is gone.
I'm going to say this. But you don't even have, that's what she said.
Your sister.
It's nobody's business. And nobody got hurt. Like, I think that's a personal choice. Like, if you want to have...
But you hurt your mother.
Was she watching?
No, she wants in.
No, but here, if it's a consensual between two adults, they want to have sex. If your brother and sister, you're not going to make any kids. You're a sister booty call. I don't see anything wrong with that. It's
Oh, my God.
We have gone down a road. We cannot return.
It's nobody's business but your own, baby. It's nobody's business.
I can't look at you. Seriously, man. I can't.
Listen, I'm not.
He's got his hands out like he's at a podium making some speech that's going to live on forever.
It's not for me.
It's not for me.
But if you want to do it, no, you shouldn't judge. Like, you know, everybody's for this, freedom that, don't judge me. I have rights too. Well, they have rights too. I mean, you don't like it. You know, freedom isn't free till it's tested, Pat.
But banging your sister!
Yes. By the way, half the guys that probably fought in a revolution probably did some naughty stuff with their sisters. Well, how do you think they sent them off to war?
What the hell are you talking about? Yankee Doodle came to town, banging on his
sister.
I'm going to read this tweet. Right. This is from Chrissy. She writes, I'm adopted, parentheses, Asian. I can see your picture. Thank you. I couldn't imagine dating my non-biological cousin. Also, I would be afraid of dating another Asian because I don't know who I'm related to.
Hold on. She thinks the odds are, first of all, China. How many people they got?
Again, Asia, not China.
Okay, use all Asia. Way over a billion people.
I think you're misunderstanding here.
She's afraid to date other Asians, thinking she may be dating a cousin.
Because she can never really find out who
she
is.
That's racist as hell, man.
No, because the only people she could be related to are other Asian people.
But she's also saying we all look alike.
No, she's not, you idiot!
But she kind of is.
No, she's not! If you're Asian, you can only be related to other Asian people.
Right, but the odds of you getting another Asian that is related to you pretty low.
You're right.
I'm guessing.
But she's saying
you run a higher risk.
It's a very paranoid thing to do.
What I'm getting at with this tweet, what is wrong with you on every level?
I was going to say, and I'm guessing most adopted people probably are worried about something like this happening.
Yes, yeah. I wonder if people that are adopted go out of their way to make sure via now genetic testing or...
It's a little bit of overkill, I think.
Says guy who's okay with banging your sister.
Yeah, and I think if you made out with your Asian cousin, I think you're okay.
Yeah, you are, because you ain't Asian.
All right. Yes, I am not Asian. Okay. I fully admit it.
I can fully admit I am not an Asian man.
But she's even saying, like, she wouldn't date her non-biological cousins, like, because that relationship is just so unique and different. Like, I wouldn't be able to get past it even if I wasn't related to that person. Somebody you probably grew up with.
Y'all
like a sibling.
Proves.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the break
cousins.
Room. We're going to open up the break room bomb shelter. Right. We're going to take all of this. Yeah. We're going to put it in there.
And we're going to do it.
We're going to lock it up.
We're going to put cement over
and we're never, yes, it's over. All the stuff that Kodak dumped, all it's the same kind of thing.
All right.
Okay.